Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Provide yourselves with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." The saving words of the gospel. Today our reading in St. Luke in 12 is just a cutting out of the chapter. Remember that all of our readings have a context, and sometimes it's good to know what the rest of the context is so that we can get the direction of the Lord's thought. So for example, in here, there's a beautiful, a couple of beautiful lines. First of all, one of them, I love it. I love reading this every time it comes up in Mass, and it does often because it's part of the common that we get to read. That we get to read often. You know, sometimes the old Vetus Ordo is criticized by its enemies, saying, "Well, it's repetitive. You're just saying the same Mass formularies over and over, or the same readings over and over. You have to say the same thing over and over and over again." No, you don't have to. You get to. It's a privilege. You get to say it over and over again. Because every time you say it, it's like you get more out of it. You go deeper and deeper and deeper instead of just floating over the surface of something. Well, so here we have this beautiful line, and I loved reading this in Latin, where it talks about, you know, don't be afraid. Pusillus Grex, little flock. It's so dear. It's so lovely, and it's found only in Luke, not in any of the parallel passages, and it rings out of with Old Testament imagery. Little flock. This is like the remnant. This is like the Old Testament theme of the small remnant, and in fact, there was at this time in the Lord's earthly ministry just a fairly small remnant around him. A small group around him. And he says, and this is so lovely, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Now think about the impact of that. We're talking about not an earthly father, we're talking about God the Father. "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Well, let's just divide that up for a moment. What does he mean by the kingdom? Well, he means eternity of heaven with him. To be able to reign gloriously and beautifully in heaven with him forever. Breaking it down further, it's the Father's good pleasure to give it. He longs for you to have it. He wants for you to have it. To whom does he want to give it? He wants to give it to you. It isn't the Father's good pleasure to give it to them over there, or just a tiny select group, even though he's talking about the Pusillus Grex. It's you that he's talking about. And he then goes on, the Lord then goes on to talk about, and this is where we need the larger context of the chapter, about how to get this in three basic points. First of all, what does he want you to do? Not be attached too much to material things. Sell your possession. Then he wants you to give alms. He wants you to extend this outward from your own sphere out into the spheres of other people. And number three, be ready. And this is where we have to go outside into the next few lines of this chapter, which we didn't hear. Be ready for your judgment, because the master of the house is going to return. So, do not be overly attached to material things. Use the material things to, what, win the kingdom that the Father wants to have as great pleasure to offer to us. And then be ready for our accounting for what we've done when the master returns. Now, one of the people who really did account for this is the saint who we celebrate today, Saint Felix of Valois, who with Saint John of Matha, founded an order called the Trinitarians. And the Trinitarians were dedicated to ransoming captives, ransoming slaves of Islam. This is the time of the Crusades, right? Ransoming captives from Islam out of captivity, out of slavery, and then bringing them back home. And we have in the collect today, it struck me so beautifully how the collect rings with this, where we ask this man who dedicated himself in earthly times to ransoming people out of slavery and bringing them back to their home country to intercede with God for us to ransom us from the captivity, the slavery of our sins, to bring us back to the patria, which is, of course, the kingdom, which is the good father's pleasure to give to us. Let's ask Felix of Valois today to intercede with God to ransom out of the captivity of darkness and sin the church's enemies who are within the walls.